Hello and welcome to Newspox. It's Monday, February the 19th. So, cracking on with February then.
Yeah.
You know what it is tomorrow?
We're whizzing through 20th.
Pancake.
Is it?
Yep. Do you think we can make pancakes in the microwave?
We could certainly try. But we could try during our recording.
Oh, I don't know if that'd be sensible. What's the news? There's big news today. Well, I say big. Britney Spears has shaved all the way around.
It's not massive news, is it?
Well,
someone we've never met has cut their hair.
She shaved it all off. They're all saying that she's gone mental. Mm-hmm. My theory, Nits, got them off Sean Preston. Your theory?
Gone mental.
The other big news was the congestion charge zones got bigger.
Yeah, not big enough.
No,
Does it cover Camden? Because when I went down there before, the traffic was mad down the high street.
No, it's got extended west where all the rich people live, but it doesn't start until the other side of King Euston Road.
And the bigger the better, really, I think.
And the more expensive, the better. We say this as people who don't have cars in London, or indeed outside of London.
Yeah.
Any other news?
Not really.
No. Well, thanks for listening.
Apart from the end of the world.
Ooh, yes, that's big news.
2036, April the 13th.
If you haven't got your 2036 diary yet, maybe you'd like to put it on your Outlook Express.
Yeah. Don't worry though, the UN's trying to deal with it by building a giant tractor.
Now, I read this going, where's the giant tractor? It turns out it's not a tractor.
Excuse me.
It's a big spaceship that they'd put into the sky.
Alright.
That's
good then. Exploring the moon is going to be easier for people.
Brilliant.
Somebody who went on the moon in 1972 has finally said, oh, by the way, be good if you learn to ski because you can kind of do skiddies along, but you don't need the skis, you just need to learn the sliding action because you can go very, very quickly that way. Hmm. But he's waited 25 years to pipe up with that one.
It would have been useful. I suppose not many people have been to the moon.
Sounds like fun to me. I'd like to go to the moon and ski.
Talking of fun, Rio, carnival time.
That does not look like fun to me.
Look like what?
That does not look like fun to me.
No, but look at this lady. What they've done is they put a picture of me. Oh, what a lovely lady. Oh, hang on, she's got her knockers out. Yeah. And she's painted gold.
Just goes to show, doesn't it?
Just goes to show. If you paint on gold, people don't notice you've got them out straight away.
Yeah, and also she's got a very pretty face, so I didn't look at it straight away. Mm. If she was, you know, if it was that, you go, ooh, buster.
A fancy dress party said outrage this weekend. In some... God, I'm not really with it today, am I?
A fancy dress party said outrage at some...
Stirred outrage. Santa Clara University in California have a special party, which was called South of the Border, where they all dressed up as Mexicans, but they did it in a slightly... Well, they didn't do a sexy Mexican, such as Salma Hayek, or another one, Zorro. They dressed up as janitors, gardeners, and pregnant teenagers. And 250 people turned up to protest.
Oh dear. Mika? Still? Well, he's at the top of the album charts and the top of the pop charts.
Well done. I'm bored of him now.
Yeah, me too. Hang him.
A woman of 72 was questioned on suspicion of possessing cocaine. Because she had little tablets in a plastic bag, in her handbag that she'd left behind somewhere, and she had to pick up the station note. Excuse me, madam, what's this? She was a magistrate, an ex-magistrate. Turns out they were sweeteners for her tea.
Ah.
Not cocaine in pill form in an old woman's handbag. No. Gordon Brown's in trouble again. There's a big stock of gold that the country owns.
Yeah.
We needed some money, so we started selling it off.
Yeah.
Between 1999 and 2002, he sold off about half of Britain's gold reserves. He got about 1.8 billion for it. Turns out now that the gold has increased in value and he could get $4.4 billion had he sold the gold, but he kept it and sold it now. And everyone's going, oh, what an arsehole he is. Well, it's very easy to say that with hindsight,
we needed it then. It could easily have gone down as well.
It could. So the value of gold can go up and down. But yeah, they're all going, everyone's going, oh, what a twat. I can't believe he's that. Well, you know.
It's just gold. I mean, it's better to sell it and do something useful with it and let it sit there just being gold in some cellar somewhere.
Right, and I was just, you know.
You know what they should sell then?
What?
Crown jewels. That's worth a proper two.
eBay,
yeah. Brilliant. Can you get? In here it's reported that Britney's hair is up to £500,000, which is a lie.
It is a lie, because Jeremy Vine was looking it up the other day.
Whatever happened to that pop star that he had that one hit wonder in 2007?
Mika?
I'd quite like to hear that.
Mika?
But I'd like to hear it live. How can we get hold of him?
I don't know, he's dead.
Shit.
We hung him, didn't we?
Oh, I didn't think that through.
Channel 4 are in trouble. Not just Gordon Brown, Channel 4 are also in trouble. Because of Richard and Judy, we say you pay, or if it's called, say we pay. They're not in trouble because it's just a stupid quiz that's really easy, and Richard just turns around and tells them all the answers anyway, and gives away thousands of pounds. They're in trouble because they're taking thousands of pounds from people, and apparently the Mail on Sunday had some leaked emails that say they're making about £32,000
a day
out of people who phone
After the
lines have kind of, not the lines are obviously still open, but they've decided who's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And there's still people phoning. So that's naughty.
That is.
I tell you what, the amount of people who phone up, then, I'm not surprised Richard's just giving away the money.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, it's so easy, I've thought of phoning myself.
It would be really funny to do kind of quite funny answers, descriptions of things. Looks like a rapist, though. Probably won't get away with it.
Gwyneth Paltrow. She's fighting.
Oh, I started yawning just by looking at her then.
She's fighting cancer by eating some vegetables. Well done, her.
I like it, she's war on tumours.
Yeah, she's having a war
on
tumours.
Lots of people in her family have had cancer or died of cancer. Yeah. She's very unfortunate, including a cousin who's very young, maybe 21 or something.
She should probably be better off having a mastectomy.
Well, they're not all breast cancers, are they? Child.
She says she wants to go back into films now. She's done one. She likes it.
That was my favourite bit in that.
And how is she going to juggle being an actress and being a mum?
Oh, she should ask her friends.
Ask my friend Kate Blanchett and Kate Winslet for some advice.
Copy them. There's a new paedophile on the loose.
Oh, shit.
Actually, he's not on the loose. I just caught him. Christopher Iskander. Hang on. Oh, I see. 26. That was a picture of him, but that's not. He was a big fan of what's his face? Huntley.
Right.
Big fan of Huntley. Big fan of Mark Dutroux, the Belgian Ian Huntley.
The Belgian chocolatier.
But this guy, he was 26, and he had two victims that he stalked for 18 months, blah, blah, blah. He had a ladder, which he called the Stairway to Heaven, that he used to put upside girls' bedrooms and sneak in. It's really unpleasant, but I love the fact that he had a name for his ladder.
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven. It says he's labelled it, but I don't know if actually that means he named it, whether he actually put a label on. I wouldn't be surprised if he put a label on, because he also had a sawn-off shotgun marked serial killer. He's a bit mad, isn't he?
He says like the sort of person we should probably look up.
I think they have.
Sophia Lispector.
She's wearing some pants.
She's wearing some pants in Sienna style.
I like the fact we've both circled that same picture in the same way.
Yeah.
Just the pants, really.
She looks good. I can't really...
She's not got all that glitter on her face there, so that's good.
No. She looks really nice. She looks like she's got very long legs.
She's very thin, and she's had a baby,
I think. I think the high-waisted knickers help to lengthen the legs there. But I'm not saying she's got looking stumpy legs. don't get me wrong.
Paris Hilton, it's her 26th birthday. Now, I would assume she was younger than that. She's actually 26. So my message to Paris Hilton today, grow up, for God's sake. Grow up, woman.
Why?
Well, she
she's having a nicer time than others.
Yes, like a little teenager. Oh, I don't think she is. Well, maybe she is. I don't know.
She looks like she's there.
She's, I mean, she's dancing on a table, yes, I'll give you that. But I would, I don't know, I just thought she was young, a lot younger than that. This is my favourite story on this page. Kylie is set to release tracks that never made her previous albums. She says, it's a good time to bring them back. We say, can't be bothered to write any new decent songs, Kylie. Yeah, to churn out some tat. We'd all buy it because you had cancer.
You say that. I didn't say
okay,
that.
Okay, I say, yeah, just going for the sympathy vote. To be honest, she never does two good tracks on each album anyway. And all the rest are rubbish. Filler. Filler! Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is learning French.
So he can get off with his French audience.
So he can get off with his French girlfriend.
So your French girlfriend. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
A man was on a boat with his family.
Mm-hmm.
It started, not evaporating, it started sinking. They had some little dinghies. He had his wife, his daughter, and his dog. Who would you give the little dinghies to?
Well, in a dinghy, I think you're thinking about life jackets.
Yeah.
I'd give it to my daughter and my wife. The dog can swim because it's a dog. It's got a very strong swimmer. What dogs are.
Yeah. What did he do?
He gave it to the dog.
Yeah, and left his wife.
Now, I would like to make the point here that they bought the boat. They owned the boat. It wasn't like a hire boat or anything. And they'd taken it out. They should have checked that there was enough life jackets for everybody on the boat.
Yeah.
Before they set off, including the dog. So, you know,
if the dog's loved.
Yeah, if they deem the dog, you know, necessary.
Worth saving over the wife. Mind you, maybe the wife was the right, you know.
Right, dog herself.
Right, pain in the arse. Miss Hurley.
Yeah. Oh, daughter of Liz Hurley, Hugh Grant, Jemima Khan split up. I'll tell you something interesting about Hugh Grant. You know about him and Colin Firth, and they were born one day apart.
Yeah.
Me and my brother
were born a day apart as well.
Yeah, weird. I suppose you could be if you were twins and you were
labour.
I was on Leicester Square and I was meeting him, and he went, I was going to say all these handprints are the same, but they're not. And there's some like concrete handprints in Leicester Square, which I'd never noticed before. But he went, I thought those two were the same. And I went, oh, and it was Hugh Grant and Colin Firth, and they have got very similar hands. So I admit
imagine that. Imagine those four hands all over you at the same time.
Mm.
What would be interesting,
I am imagining that.
Is, what would be interesting is to meet somebody who's born on the same day as you and see if they've got tiny baby's hands as well. The same.
There was a boy who was born on the same day, but he lived in the same village as me. And considering there was only about six kids in our village, mm-hmm. that was quite the coincidence. And he was quite small. I don't know if he had small. I can't remember if he had small. I can't remember if he grew up before we left school or not. His name was Matthew Ramsbottom.
I was born near Ramsbottom. That's why I fart so much.
Rams don't fart that much.
They do.
They eat grass. Exactly. So there's some posh school that's advising mothers to have cesareans. They're not, the woman's going, yeah, have a cesarean at the start of the month or on the end of the month, then you're more likely to get in and get a place for your kid. Have the baby on the first and then phone us on the second, sort out their place at this special school. Well, I say special, it's not a SPACA school.
It would need to be special because the kid's been born prematurely, hasn't developed properly, and is going to need to go to a special school.
But yeah, she said, I wouldn't dream of advocating that a mother has a cesarean section. But if they are, then tell us to book it early. It's where Prince William and Prince Harry went.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
I don't think they had to.
Fuck.
This is probably my idea of hell, this picture here. It's Ricky Tomlinson, who, outside of the royal family, he's really annoying. He does an awful lot of tat. And he's now in a video for Right Said Fred. who I think on the back of their successful appearance in an advert for some washing powder have now decided to re-release I'm Too Sexy or something.
Did I tell you
horror
about,
horror,
you know, I told you about seeing Max and Fred in Forbidden Planet Christmases on their own.
No, two Christmases in
two Christmases on the run.
When you say you're right, Fred, do you mean Richard Fairbrass?
Yeah. Ricky Tomlinson, pain in the arse, and he's obviously like that. Good in the Royal Family.
Very good in the Royal Family.
Everything else is done.
Brookside.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't remember him in Brookside. I didn't watch it when he was in it, but I hear it was good.
He's done a lot of shit.
Oh, just that Christmas single he did makes you want to punch him in the face. Yeah. And all the stupid merchandise going my arse. I don't think he was responsible for that.
No.
TV is bad for children. A man's come out today and said that children 3 shouldn't watch any television at all. It's bad for their eyes. It can also trigger autism, which I find a bit weird. And done all that sort of stuff. And then when they're over between 3 and 5, they can watch an hour a day. I think it's a little bit over the top. But I think there is a culture of leaving children to sit and watch in front of the telly.
Yeah.
It's all really, babysitter.
It's all very well for us to go, oh, I would never do it myself. I wouldn't put my kid in front of the telly all day, but if that's in the way, then shut the fuck up, then I probably
they really like it. They love watching Pingu. Mm. I watched the same DVD of Pingu 3 times when I was at my friend's house with her kids one day. I still didn't understand why Pingu had curlers in there. But, I mean, you sort of say that, and I think actually, you can learn quite... Kids can learn quite a lot from TV, and, you know, it's not all tat. A lot of it is. I wouldn't suggest they watch Power Rangers all the time, but Charlie and Lola, oh, I should watch that all the time. They'd be lovely middle class then. But this is scary. More than half of 3-year-olds have a TV in their bedrooms. That's not good, is it? I definitely wouldn't let my children have a TV in their bedroom until they were 10. I think. I didn't have a TV in my bedroom until I was about 14, 15. So because I nicked it.
I got one from a car boot when I was 17. Still got it in the kitchen at home. £4.
Very good.
Now, I was wondering what this story was, but then I realised it's not the story or the advert that I was interested in. What I've written on it is, Bob Dylan is shit. In a team! That's my impression of him.
A bit Scottish, Bob Dylan.
In a good team!
I've never got into Bob Dylan, I have to say. I can't.
He can't sing, he can't act, it doesn't look good. He's gone a long way. Hang him.
Hot chocolate's good for you. Makes your brain work
better. So true.
Hot chocolate marketing board.
Yeah.
There's a school that doesn't have a canteen, and the schools now have to provide hot dinners for children who want them, so all the kids go across the road to the pub every day. Their dinner. They are in. The woman who runs the pub used to go to the school, and they do have a separate dining area, and they have roast dinners for £1.70, sometimes a ploughman's. Cool, eh?
Yeah.
Sina's just looking at the picture. The kids go to the pub.
Yeah, it looks more fun than, you know.
Going to a stinky canteen. Battered in metallic jugs full of water.
Gross in them. Some Chinese people got dressed up for Chinese New Year.
Right.
Happy New Year, so you're a good pig. Are you a pig?
No.
What are you?
Rabbit.
Rabbit?
Yes. Hmm. We will be the same because we're both 28.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger, I suppose.
I'm a dragon.
A computer worker who was fired for visiting adult chat rooms is suing his employees for $2.5 million. He worked for IBM, and this is brilliant. He's 58, and he says that he visits sex chat rooms because he's stressed about his friend being killed during the Vietnam War in 1969, which is of course before sex chat rooms were invented. And they sacked him, and he says he'd never used. But the interesting thing is, going, I didn't really understand the story, to be honest. He's saying, I never used it at work, so.
So he's just doing it at home?
Well, that's what he says, he had broken it.
Oh, I see, and he's
his lawyer says that, and now he's saying, yeah, can't. But he must have done it at work, otherwise he wouldn't have caught him. He's now saying it's, he's protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act because he was so disabled by the Vietnam War. Just the memories of it. They had to go and have a wank on for a chat room.
I hope that's thrown out of court.
I hope so too.
For one, he was in the Vietnam War because he signed up to be a soldier. And for two, he's having a wank because he fancies having a wank. Case dismissed, Your Honour. Really golden bloody soldier.
I'll tell you what, Gwyneth Paltrow is going the wrong way about beating cancer. She should be watching Only Fools and Horses constantly. Peggy Ferris, who has beaten cancer 3 times. I'd say she's only beaten cancer once, but, you know, let's not quibble.
Why 3 times?
I don't know, she's had 2 brain tumours and a breast cancer. But she's got that. She likes Only Fools and Horses. She doesn't mind Father Ted. Ooh, you first owl boy.
Has prices slowed down, has prices speed up, footsie's gone up and down. My tip for the races is pick the one that's brown and with a handsome face.
Women's hearts can benefit from hugs. Oh, of course they can.
That's very true.
It doesn't make much difference to men, but it's good for women. Their blood pressure. Everyone likes a hug.
Theatre in London, go and see Lizzie Roper. We went to see it, didn't we?
We did go and see it, yes.
It was grand, and it's on at the Trafalgar Studios until the 3rd of March. So we'd recommend that. We'd also recommend watching Panorama and Newsmax. Jeremy Vines / Jeremy Paxman. Oh, and the twins who share a body at 9 o'clock on Channel 5.
Siamese twins. Ooh, lots of dogs have been stolen. This was quite an interesting story. Dogs with life jackets.
She'll push sexy.
And it's mainly Staffordshire Bull Terriers that have been nicked. And quite a large percentage. Staffordshire Bull Terriers and Rottweilers. Nobody bothers stealing nice little dogs. Jack Russell's 2% of stuff. Dogs with Jack Russells.
They're all nippy.
I don't like the Jack Russells, you're right, but.
Oh, you know that dog that has the little cowboy hat and a toy Mr. Blobby down the road? Mm-hmm. He looks really sleepy today.
But maybe he's going to die again. A man's invented a bike that goes sideways. Where you have a hand on each wheel to steer each wheel, and then you pedal and it goes sideways. Yeah, great in theory. In practice, of course, you can't see where you're fucking going. And also, it's been built so if you're on the left-handed side of the road, as we are in this country, you're riding with your back to the traffic, which is not very clever.
No, and also, it works perfectly well going forward.
Yeah.
Everyone always laughs at a crab.
You're right, everyone laughs at a crab. So, I think the sideways bike, we're not going to have much of that again.
No.
That'll be the last time you mention it, I
expect. I think he's a very bad inventor.
He's a bad babysitter.
He's got his boyfriend in the shower.
Anyway, yes, that's all the news now. Got anything else to say?
Why not this afternoon go to a record shop and buy the best of the House Martins?
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.